fleeting glimpses of things seen through a veil, darkly. Do we understand the meaning of these visions of life? Why we are here and how little of our existence we truly understand? Tonight we will talk of these things on The Other Side. Welcome to The Other Side. I am Jim Harold, and so glad to be with you once again. And we're going to have an interesting show today. We're going to talk about the book, Wake Up, The Universe is Speaking to You. Learn to Use Universal Energy to Change Your Life. Our guest today is Nancy Yearout, and she has a very interesting background. She's on a spiritual path, but comes from a professional background. She maintains her license as a real estate broker. She's owner. She's been owner of her own real estate firm in New Mexico. She worked for one of the big three auto companies in Detroit. And very interesting to see kind of the direction that she has gone into with all of this. I want to see how she got from there to here and how all of that works. We're so glad to have her with us. Nancy Yearout, welcome to the program today.
Thanks for having me on today.
So the title of the book, Wake Up, The Universe is Speaking to You, Learn to Use Universal Energy to Change Your Life. So let's start with that term, universal energy. What do you mean by universal energy?
Well, it's the energy that's all around us. We're made up of energy, and there's everything is energy, if you want to get down to it. And the issue is that I have found with so many people is that they don't realize that this energy was put here for our use. We are able to use the energy to draw things to us, to create what we want in our lives. And people don't pay attention. And I think that was the biggest thing that I wanted to share with people. And that's where the wake up comes from. Wake up, pay attention to what you're thinking, because your thoughts have vibrations and those vibrations go out into the universe. And pay attention to what you say and what you do, because everything you say and everything you do, the universe picks up on those vibrations, and it really creates your life. And people go about their lives and they don't pay attention to what really is going on. And also, I talk about in the book how people's health issues can be affected by negative energy. And so there's so many different aspects of universal energy that's why I put the book together.
Now, there may be people out there listening, and sometimes I found myself in the situation, although I think I'm more positive than I've ever been in my life the last couple of years. But sometimes you think you want to be positive, but you feel the negativity creeping in. I mean, how can you talk in here about clearing energy and so forth? How do you shift that and stop that kind of negative self-talk?
Right. And there's so many different things you can do. And I'm going to throw out a bunch of things that people can do, and very simple things, by the way. One thing you can do when you come home from work, or if you've been out in public and there's a lot of negativity swirling around out there, come home, grab some sea salt. You can pick up sea salt at any grocery store. Put about a half a cup in your bathtub and put some warm water in there and soak. What that salt does is the properties within the salt will balance your energy field. It will also get some of that yucky negative energy off of you, okay? Another thing that we do here in New Mexico is we use white sage, and that comes from the Native Americans. And again, it's the properties within the smoke. And so what you can do if you come home and your house feels yucky and it just doesn't feel good, or maybe feels stuffy or heavy, if the air feels heavy, and you can do this in your office, you can do this in your car, you can do this in your boat, you can, you know, whatever your space, if your space doesn't feel good, and I suggest you do this periodically anyway, get online, order white sage, and make sure you open a window because you want the negative energy to be able to get out, right? And walk through your house and basically, you know, bless your house. Say negative energy go, positive energy stay. Another thing that's really simple is cinnamon. And this is something that anybody can do. Take some cinnamon sticks or just, you know, powdered cinnamon, right? And put it onto your stove with some boiling water. It's the same principle. Let that steam seep out into your house. You can do this when you're having maybe relatives over and maybe people don't get along so well. And what it will do is kind of just, you know, mellow the energy out and get rid of some of the negativity. And, you know, there's so many things. I mean, massage is one thing that I talk about, Jim, that's terrific, because negative energy gets into our muscles, right? And gets into our bones, and we need to have it released. And if we can keep ourselves, which we are energy, clear, then we're in a better mood when we go out into the world. Because yes, people get into ruts and they get this negative energy, and the negative energy begets more negative energy, if that makes sense. So when you get into a rut, it's really tough to get out of it. So my suggestion first is to clear yourself and to clear your space. And those are just some simple suggestions that you can do.
It occurs to me, when people think about spirituality, prayer, meditation, those kind of things, most or many people, I would say, kind of look at it as, well, I should be praying for things larger than myself, you know, world peace, for maybe people in my family, people who are my friends, my loved ones. I should be looking at the other and to help the other, and that maybe praying for myself, whether it's monetary gain or help in your career or help the things that you're going with, there might be a tendency for people to think, oh, that's selfish. First of all, do you think that perception is out there? And if you do, how do you combat that?
Yeah, I do think the perception is out there, and it's a misconception, because you have to ask. If you don't ask, you don't get. It's the same principle. You have to ask the universe for what you want, and it can be a small thing or it can be a large thing. You know, I say a prayer before I make a really tough phone call, or if I have a business meeting that I'm going to go into, I'll say, hey, I need some help, you know. Lord, make sure that this meeting goes well for everybody involved. There are many things you can do, and I do these things on a regular basis, and I talk about them in the book, because people don't realize that the vibrations of your word will change things. So yes, saying a prayer for yourself and saying, hey, God, I need your help. There's nothing wrong with that. You have to look out for yourself. Who else is going to, right? So you really need to ask.
I kind of joke, like, and this is more of a joke in my family or something. If I do something and maybe my kids are around, I say, oh, that's selfish. I'm like, well, I've got to take care of myself first so I can take care of you. It's kind of like in the airplane when the mask comes down. You got to put it on yourself first so you can take care of everybody else.
Exactly. And to keep your good energy flowing. And that's another reason I wrote this book. I saw so many people in negative situations, whether it be their workplace or at home. You know, if you're in a really negative space all day long, that eventually wears on you. And the negative energy, when it gets into your body and you continue to have that negativity on a consistent basis, it can actually, you know, lower your immune system. And I've seen a lot of disease come from people just being hit really hard with negative energy and not even realizing it. You know, Jim, not even understanding that they're being hit so hard or being drained of their energy and not knowing really how to revitalize themselves. Okay. And that's another thing. I mean, meditation is fantastic to clear yourself. Yoga is fantastic. There are so many different avenues, and people need to start paying attention, because with so much negativity swirling around out there right now, if people can just clear themselves and maybe put out some good vibes, we may be able to change things a little bit here, especially in the United States right now, don't you think?
Yes, regardless of which side of the fence you fall on, and I don't get political, we need some kind of healing. I'm not going to, folks, so, because, you know, everybody, you say one thing, they'll say, oh, you love Hillary, and then they'll say, oh, you love Trump, and it's like, I'm Switzerland. So anyway, but I do want to bring out one part of your background that I think is interesting, and in this kind of melding of Eastern and Western spirituality. Now, in your bio, it mentions that you're a Christian and a member of the Baptist Church. Now, typically, I come from a similar background, but I don't usually equate kind of talking about chakras, which you talk about in the book, and meditation, these things, with the Western religious tradition. Can you talk a little bit about the melding and how both of them work together for you?
Well, yeah, and absolutely. And, you know, when I moved to New Mexico, I think that had a lot to do with it, because I got into the real estate business. I'm going to give a little background here. I was a single mom with two kids, and I got into real estate, and it was kind of a fluke, but I've always been in sales. And I needed to create business for myself. So, yes, I had gone to church as a child and prayed, but never really prayed until I needed to, like most people. And I learned that I had to, you know, do business. I needed to take care of these two little children. And so I learned to draw things to myself. I would say, I started to say affirmations. I started to say I sell houses like crazy. And I would feel, let me back up. The vibrations of your words is what goes out into the universe. But the way that this works is, whatever you put out comes back to you, but you have to have the faith to know that what you're asking for, you will receive, okay? So that's why affirmations work for some people and not for others. But I learned in the real estate business how to say affirmations, how to draw things to myself, and basically out of necessity, because I needed to sell real estate. And so the more I got into this, then I started to realize, well, wait a minute, this energy is here for our youth. As long as I have faith, it works. And then you relate it back to the Bible, right? And people don't even realize this. The Bible is our guideline. When I talk about words and your vibrations, and I'm going to quote Matthew 12:36-37. I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will account for every careless word they speak, for by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Okay? So I started to realize that all these things that I had been learning were in the Bible. Okay? When you talk about essential oils and the energy that they hold and the healing ability that they have, I put a chapter in my book about those. Why? Because frankincense was brought to Jesus when he was born. But why was frankincense such a big deal? Because of the healing properties, okay, within the frankincense, because of the energy that it holds. And I researched and I did a whole chapter on essential oils. And, you know, as I started to delve into this stuff, I started to realize all of the healing properties that they held. Then I started to look at music, right? It goes on, Jim, right? You start to think about this stuff.
Yeah.
When you talk about music and the vibration of music. Now, we're going to revert back to the Bible again. The harp is mentioned like, oh my gosh, I think 66 times in the Bible. The harp can actually heal people's energy fields. There are people, that's called the International Harp Therapy Group. They travel to hospice and ICU units, and it has been proven that when they play the harp for people who are in, you know, very ill, that they have a 37% reduction in pain. So all these things started to click. You see, it's all related. We've known about these energy things for a long time, but people have lost their way. They're not spiritual. Everybody's into the material stuff. Everybody's into how do I look and what can I achieve and how great can I be? But that's not what this is about. This is about, hey, let's learn some lessons, help each other while we're here, and put out some good energy, you know? So we've really gotten things messed up. And like I say, when you go back to one of the oldest books in the world, and you start to realize that we were taught these principles a long time ago. We just haven't been practicing them.
Yeah, well, it's interesting to me because, as I mentioned, my family is of the Christian faith. I'm of the Christian faith. But I hear people who are of the same similar faith, and when you talk to them about some of these things, they say, oh, you know, all that woo-woo stuff, all that supernatural stuff, I don't believe in. And I'm like, well, now hold on a minute here.
Right.
The primary person of your religion, Jesus, you know, was born of a virgin, died on a cross, and was resurrected. Now, if that ain't supernatural, I don't know what is. So that it almost
exactly.
Makes me laugh when it's like, I don't believe in all that supernatural stuff. It just makes me laugh. Now, you touched on the materialistic part of it. Now, one thing that in the last decade has really gotten a lot of traction out there is The Secret, which really ties into the work of Napoleon Hill and Norman Vincent Peale, The Power of Positive Thinking. What do you think about all of those things? What do you think about The Secret?
I think that people have to understand exactly what he's talking about, and I'll explain how this stuff works because I've done it myself. I had to draw things to myself, okay? You can draw anything to yourself. Okay. But there's a key to this. There are certain steps. You have to be able to see it. Okay. You have to be able to visualize it, what you desire. You have to clearly see it. And you have to know, and that's where I talk about faith. You have to know what it feels like. This is the key. You have to know what it feels like when you receive it. So let me give you an example. Say you want a new car. So you want to imagine yourself in that car, know what color the car is, know what color the interior is, know what it feels like to drive that car. If it's a convertible, feel the wind going through your hair. If it's a truck, feel the vibration of the wheels or whatever, okay? Don't see your friend in the driver's seat or they'll get the car. Visualize yourself in the car. Feel, know what it feels like. Let it go. And you will receive what you ask for or something better. Another thing I want to mention, when you ask for things, and we talked about asking, know that you'll receive it, not in your timeline, but in God's timeline, because He knows what's better for us. There's so many times where I've asked for things and I didn't get them. I got it eventually, and maybe it was something a little better than I asked for, and it wasn't in my timeline. But when it did come, it was the best time for me. Okay, because we don't know what's the best for us, but God does.
Well, the funny thing is, and I've said this before on the programs, that bears out in my life totally. I wanted to be behind the mic and doing a program, whether it be radio, television, those kind of things out of college. I ended up working on the business side for the better part of 20 years and only did this for fun starting in 2005. And I'd already been in radio behind the scenes on the business side for 12 years. I was so frustrated because I'm like, you know, this is horrible. I went to school to be a broadcaster. I didn't go to school to, you know, sell advertising and all this stuff. And the point is that what ended up happening was, is that now, because of that business background, which I didn't have before, and got through this, and I was able to take some of my broadcast training and just practice and do these podcasts for fun. Now I'm able to do this, and I have been for the last 5 years full time. I have my own business. Basically, no one can fire me except my listeners, and I have pretty much total independence and doing it on subjects that I'm actually interested in as opposed to what somebody is telling me to do. So it was interesting when you said something better or something that you can't envision, because I didn't get what I wanted back in the 90s, because what I wanted to do was go work for a TV station and have them send me out on reports. Now, who knows where that would have gone? That might have gone great or maybe not. But this, what I'm doing now, is so much more appeals to me as to what I could have been doing possibly. So it's true, whether you call it God, universe, whatever you call it, it seems like things happen not in your time, but in its time.
Oh, exactly. And, you know, let me just say that, you know, I became very successful in the real estate business. And I always thought maybe someday when I was in my late 80s, I would write a book and explain to people how these things work. I never thought that I would ever be doing this work now. But see, the real estate industry kind of went to, we should say, hell in a handbasket. So it was interesting. And I started to travel and started to do, and I still do real estate. I do more land now than I do homes, and I do a lot of commercial. But I started to travel with my husband, and I had the opportunity to actually write this book and tell people how to help themselves, how to change their lives, how to achieve what they really want, and how to use the energy to achieve a better life for themselves. And I love what I'm doing, and I really feel a lot of self-satisfaction in helping people and getting the word out to people, because we're in such a negative situation now in the world. I just think that anything we can do to help, but it, like you, I never thought that I would ever be doing this now. I always thought, oh, I'd love to be a preacher or I'd love to teach, but you know, just never thought I would ever get there. And here I am. So it's kind of what's in your heart and soul, right? That comes through.
And what's funny is what I do now didn't exist when I went to school and was looking to get into broadcasting. It did not exist, you know, with podcasting and so forth. And the funny thing was also, I was always very interested in technology and played around with computers and did stuff like that. And I always thought, well, that's a big time suck. That's a big waste of time and all of that too. So it's almost turned out to be the perfect kind of career and job for me. Now, another question I have is, you have a section here about coincidence or synchronicity. And sometimes you'll look at something in your life and you'll go, wow, that must have been fated. And then it'll come back, and I do this. It's like, oh, that must have been fate. And I'm like, nah, it was just a coincidence. Talk to us about coincidence or synchronicity.
There are no accidents in the way that all this stuff works. Everything is happening the way it's supposed to happen. And, you know, I put in the book a little blurb about a friend of mine who kept looking for the right guy and kept looking and looking and looking. And she was at the airport and she called me and she said, "Hi, I'm at the airport. I missed my plane." I said, "Go get a cup of coffee. You know, you'll be fine." And she called me after her flight and landed and said, "I met the greatest guy, the man of my dreams, in the coffee shop because my plane was late." Right. So what do you call that? Coincidence, or do you call it synchronicity? I call it synchronicity because everything is synchronized. Everything happens as it's supposed to. Now, we have choices. We have free will, okay? So there are different choices that we can make, and choices are very important, but inevitably, you are put in here, you're put here to do a certain job. You're here to learn, and you're here to help other people. And if you stay on your path, that's another thing I talk about. If you stay on your path, you usually end up where you're supposed to be.
It is amazing how that all works out. So if somebody wants to begin all of this, what are kind of the baby steps to get into this? Because I think this could be intimidating to some people. Say, you know, I've really never been, and I'll use the phrase, a woo-woo person. You know, I don't sleep with a pyramid under my bed. You know, I'm not trying to get in touch with the oneness of the universe. How do people kind of wrap their, maybe what people would consider themselves more practical? How do they wrap their minds around this?
And that, I tried to make the book more practical, and I refer to a lot of Bible scriptures in here. So people, because it's not ooey-gooey, it's actually just normal stuff. One thing is just pay attention to your surroundings. Make sure that you're not around negative people. If you are, get away from them. If you're around negative people and you don't have a choice, you work with them, come home at night and do a sea salt bath or do some aromatherapy with some frankincense or do some cinnamon. That's not ooey-gooey, and it'll clear you. You know, pay attention to your words. Pay attention to what you say, because whatever you say goes out into the universe. So if you say, "I will never be successful," you won't be, because the universe only gives you what you ask for. Or if you say, "I'm never going to lose weight," you won't lose weight, because the universe is going to make sure that you don't, because the universe obliges us. So, well, that's another thing. Pay attention to your thoughts. Pay attention to your words, because that's what creates your reality. Another cool thing that people can do are affirmations. And I love affirmations. You know, like I had to say affirmations to draw real estate to myself. I used to say affirmations to help my kids. You know, my kids are happy and healthy. My kids are happy, healthy, and wise, and they have bright blue eyes. Sometimes if you make it rhyme, it's fun. Anytime you say affirmations to put out good energy, or even prayer, you know, when you pray for somebody else, as long as your intentions are good and that prayer goes out into the universe. And people always ask me, why does prayer work? And it's because it's the intention and the vibrations of your words going out into the universe. And when you have a group of people doing this, it has a larger effect. So that's another thing you can do. I love essential oils. I love massage. You can go get a massage once a month and just get rid of the negative energy. I mean, that's not ooey gooey, right?
Right. That's true. That's true.
Do yoga. Do a little 10 minutes of meditation to clear your head, to clear your energy fields. You know, you can do. There's a lot of CDs out there right now that you can get. I love Doreen Virtue. She's a real wonderful spiritual teacher, and she's got like a 15-20 minute CD that you can get, and you pop it into your computer and just go through the clearing of your chakras. We are made of energy, whether you want to believe it or not, and we really need to keep our energy fields clear. So those are very simple things people can do.
One thing that you have in this book, I love this saying, I've never heard it before, but it's so true. Live like you have an expiration date.
Yes. We don't, do we? Everyone's here like we're going to be here forever. Isn't that amazing? We all forget. We all forget that we're only here for a short period of time. And when you start to remind yourself that we're only here for a certain amount of time, and we don't know when our expiration date is, we all have one, but we don't know when it is. So that's what makes you kind of think about how you speak to people. And what you do in your life. You know, life is precious and we forget that. You know, people think we live forever. You think all these things that you accumulate on Earth are going to go with you, and it doesn't. This is it. I think when you get up to the pearly gates, you know, and hopefully you'll get up there, God's going to say, hey, who'd you help? Did you do good things for people? Did you do kind things for people? Or did you just accumulate a bunch of stuff? You know what I mean? And we really lost our spiritual selves because we only are here for a short period of time. And, you know, we're here to learn lessons and we're here to help each other. And if we could just get back to some of that, I think it would help raise the vibration here on the earth, and it would help everybody as a collective.
In the book, you talk about angels. Now, most people think of angels, they think of whatever they've seen on television, whether it's was it Touch by an Angel or Highway to Heaven or Clarence and It's a Wonderful Life. But I'm guessing that you think there's more than TV and movies to angels, that angels are real. Is that right?
I do believe that. Yeah, I believe we all have a guardian angel, and I believe angels will help you if you ask. It's the same principle. You have to ask. I didn't learn this until I was a little bit older, but I do write about a couple different scenarios that have happened to me, and I also write about different scenarios that have happened to other people that I interviewed. But let me give you a couple. You know, I was stuck in a snowstorm, single mom. It was late in the evening, trying to get out of work, and got stuck halfway in the road and halfway in the parking lot, and I didn't know what I was going to do, and I didn't really have anybody to call. And I looked up, and this guy showed up from, I don't even know where he came from. He had a long black, like, trench coat, and he had black leather gloves. I remember that. And dark hair and a short haircut. And he pushed my car out and said, are you okay? And I said, yeah. And I went to turn around to see, to say thank you. And he was gone. Now, I've had different, I've had these things happen to me so many times. So at a point, you start to talk to the angels and say, hey, angels, I need your help. And I've had that happen, too, where I've asked for help and then received it. So they're there. I believe they're all around us, but they can't help you unless you ask.
Let's say that you're trying to live a very positive life and something pretty rotten happens. Maybe it's health-wise. Maybe it's something with a loved one. Maybe it's career-wise. How do you cope with that? Because you're on this track. You're trying to do the best you can. You're trying to be positive. And then, boom, the universe delivers something not friendly to your doorstep. What do you do?
Right, right. It's a lesson to be learned. You said it. How do you cope with it? And that's it. How are you going to cope with that? How are you going to handle it? It's how you handle it. Everything that happens in life, and I can use the real estate industry as an example, I was booming. I was making a lot of money, and all of a sudden, everything just stopped. You know, and how do you handle that? And why did it happen? Well, my goodness, if it wouldn't have happened, I wouldn't be talking to you today, Jim. You know, I would still be doing real estate and tied up in my materialistic world. I wouldn't have figured out what's really important in life. So everything happens for a reason. And you have to look at things like that, because good comes out of everything. Every experience is so that we can learn and so we can be better people.
Well, it's been an interesting discussion. And the book is Wake Up, the Universe is Speaking to You. Learn to use the universal energy to change your life. Nancy, where can people find the book?
You know, well, you can find the book at Amazon.com or at BarnesandNoble.com. You can visit me on my website, TheEnergyProfit.com. And hopefully people send me messages and pick up my book and, you know, send out some good energy.
Nancy, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Jim. I appreciate it.
And thank you for tuning in to The Other Side. And I hope that the universal energy treats you well. Until we meet next time, have a great week, everybody. Bye-bye.